Grace, mercy, and peace to each of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the youngster crawls up on Grandpa's lap and looks longingly into his time-worn face and says, "Grandpa, did God make you?" And he said, "Well, of course, honey, God made me." "Grandpa, did God make me?" "Well, of course, honey, he made you." "Well, don't you think God is doing a better job these days?" Well, that's minor compared to the situations in which we find ourselves, where we receive little or no respect. That happened to Jesus, if you listen to the reading. Luke tells us the story of Jesus going to his hometown and reading from the prophet Isaiah and then claiming that he is the Messiah. And the response was certainly not a great vote of confidence. Sure, they may have said, "And if you believe that, I've got a bridge over the Jordan River I'd like to sell you." They did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. In fact, Luke tells us that all the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up and drove him out of town. Now, that's not true for our seminarians, those studying to be pastors and deaconesses and church leaders, because when you go back home, I suspect you're treated with a great deal of respect. You're kind of a local hero or heroine. People appreciate what you're doing, and they treat you with great love and admiration. I remember one of my first sermons in my hometown. I may have been a seminarian at the time. It was a hot summer day, no air conditioning in the church, big oscillating fan over to the side, windows open. I began the sermon and my notes blew off the pulpit. And I was too proud to go down and pick them up, so I did the sermon without the notes. And despite all of that, the people were very kind to me. Or forgiving, maybe, is a better way to say it. That wasn't the case for Jesus. They ran him out of town, but it didn't dissuade him. Luke tells us that he left Nazareth and went to Capernaum. And in Capernaum, people were amazed at his teaching, Luke tells us. Not unlike our experience, because there are times when we end up in Capernaum and people do respect us and appreciate us. But in our world today, there are plenty of Nazareths where people would just as soon run us and our message of Jesus Christ out of town. Fortunately, our mission is not based on the latest popularity polls. Jesus' mission was not either. We know who he is. He is the promised Messiah. He's the one that the prophets talked about. We know that all of God's promises receive their yes and amen in Jesus. And ultimately, when it comes to our salvation, we deserve no respect whatsoever. Our sins have doomed us. It's only because of the one who fulfilled scriptures that we can stand ready to enter God's heaven. And here on earth, we share the respect that God has shown us in his Son Jesus Christ with those around us. And those who by faith have come to know who this Jesus really is want as many people as possible to know that their sins are forgiven, that they have a guaranteed retirement plan in heaven, that Jesus is always there for them, and they no longer have to look forward to a Messiah. And perhaps, in a way, I've just described our special guests here today, partners here at the seminary, those who want as many people as possible to know about this Jesus Christ, who is the promised Messiah. And they want to prepare proclaimers who are ready to go to the Capernaums and the Nazareths in our world. Now, I want the students gathered here today to know how much the partners respect and admire you, think about you, pray for you, seek to make your life easier by supporting you. They have a great deal of respect for you. And I want the partners to know how much these students respect and appreciate what you do for them. They know how important you are, and they know they're linked with you in the same ministry of proclaiming Jesus Christ as the only way to salvation. So thanks, partners, for all you do. Thanks for your missionary spirit. Thanks for being there for us and for Concordia Seminary, because you know, as the students know, as we all know, that when Jesus stood up in the synagogue and said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing," he was exactly right. So, as brothers and sisters in Christ, let us do all we can to bring honor and glory to his name alone. And God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.